In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello, Joshua.
Who are you now? Who are you now? You are totally, completely, absolutely different from who you were 8 weeks ago. The version of you that existed 8 weeks ago is a, what we might say from your perspective, is a less expanded version. And so the version of you that exists now is a more expanded version. And so exactly how have you expanded? Well, you've expanded through the experience of being in the boot camp, through the experience of connecting to other people who are interested in the same things you're interested in. You are expanded from this higher or broader or stronger connection you have to your inner self. You've expanded due to your higher perspective of yourself, your life, who you are, who you're being in any moment. You have certain tools that you can now use to process limiting beliefs. You can see everything with a lot more clarity. You realize what your soul's purpose could be. Some of you believe it fully. Some of you are having experiences of your soul's purpose emerging. Some of you still doubt it. Some of you don't even care about that. Some of you just enjoying your life, going along, seeing what happens. Some of you are taking things less seriously. Some of you are having more faith that things are going to work out. Some of you can look back on your life and see how things always worked out all the way in every moment along your life to bring you where you are here now. Some of you are worried that you're not getting it quick enough. Some of you are excited by how broad your ideas are becoming and what capacity that you are existing in this physical reality. You're existing at a more expanded level. There is nowhere to go. There is no place to be. You're at the perfect place now. The only thing that may help you enjoy this experience of physical reality in this moment is your ability to see yourself as a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, who does not need to make anything happen, who does not need to improve any condition, who can see themselves as more perfect than ever before, who now expects different things to happen based on their new vibrational reality. And as you are aware of your expansion, and as you see yourself as worthy of more, that the possibilities are less limited than they once were, that you can now literally have, be, and do anything you desire, that you realize that there were the true desires or the intentions you set prior to your birth that are unfolding, and that when you go with the flow of life and you see everything as good and you see yourself as worthy of having everything that you might ever want, then you are not offering resistance. And then so ideas are coming to you, thoughts are coming to you, big new things are coming to you. Awareness is coming to you. Clarity is coming to you. You can see other people and how they're being now. You can see how you were being in the past. You can analyze your fear. You can process your limiting beliefs. You can move anywhere you want to go. You can shift any dimension. You can engage in any activity. You can talk to any person. You can act on any inspired idea that you have. Isn't this amazing? That you have progressed or expanded from the version of you that existed 8 weeks ago to the version of you that exists now. And so we ask you, what is next for you? Who would like to start? Don't all jump in at the same time? Yeah. Excellent.
It's Andrea. So my question is, I have a daughter who plays high level soccer down in the States. And when I watch, so when she was little and I would watch games, it was all exciting and fun. And the more competitive it became and the more intense, of course, I allowed myself to get sucked in and really attached to an outcome. And even with all this work, and I know what I'm doing, but it's at a point now where it's like really bothering me that I'm so attached.
And what are you attached to?
How they play. And it's funny, if I think that there's a reason for them losing or not doing well, then it's okay. But if I think that it's, you know, they're playing a team that they should be able to beat and that they're not playing their best.
And they're not vibrationally matched to winning.
Yeah.
And the other team is vibrationally matched to winning.
Yeah.
And it's not for them if they don't win. And it is for them if they do win. And it is for them if they don't win. And it's not for them if they do win.
But even knowing that isn't making the difference. And I don't understand why. And then I just make myself totally wrong for it.
And isn't this fun? How you can sift and sort through physical reality, get attached to things that you know from a higher level have absolutely no meaning. You don't know where any of this is going. You're basing everything on limited information. And so you're looking at it from a limited perspective as if it matters. But isn't that fun? Isn't that fun to engage and be passionate about something and hope for outcomes and be disappointed when the outcomes don't happen? Gary used to say that football lost its meaning once he understood what was going on here, but still he watches football and still he gets to enjoy it. And poker lost some of its meaning when he realized that it didn't matter the outcome, but to enjoy what was happening at the time. But still he gets attached to an outcome. And isn't that fun that you will never completely pierce the illusion of what's going on here in physical reality? And you can never really detach yourself from an outcome.
Okay.
But you can't have the awareness to realize that you just do not have enough information. Now, let's say that they won every single game and they never ever lost one game. In fact, they scored 50 soccer points every time and the other team never scored one ever, 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 ever. What would happen then? Well, you could even imagine that they would have this idea of themselves as highly skilled in soccer. And they might be thrilled to be recruited by other teams and get to higher levels and higher levels and maybe reach the highest level of all. And if that was truly in their best and highest interest, that could absolutely manifest. And yet if it's, even if they lost every game and never scored a goal ever, some of those players could go on to the highest levels. You see, mm-hmm. the outcome never matters. It's the vibration that the people are offering.
Yeah.
Now, you as your mother, who are perceiving that something good will be manifest out of a win and something bad will manifest out of a loss, what are you really fearing? Are you really fearing that far into the future? Or are you fearing the mood of the child or attached to the mood of the child when the child wins, fearing the mood of the child when the child doesn't win? And can't you see now that the child is going through their exploration and they're sifting and sorting and they're creating their trajectory and everything wonderful is going to come as a result of exactly what's happening and there are no mistakes and there are no accidents and it's all vibrational and you get to sit back and watch them go through their fear or get them use a win as their excuse to maintain their alignment, you get to watch it all, you see. And it's no accident that your child is your child, that your child chose you. There is no accident. And so why do you think that your child would choose you? One of very few who are at this level of awareness of what's really happening here. Maybe, possibly, so that you can offer some guidance, some perspective that might be of benefit. Not that it's necessary at all, but if that was the pre-birth intentions of both of you, then why do you fear the actual reality that's happening?
Well, the funny thing about that is I go and think she picked me because this is definitely something that I need to work on, like being annoyed and resentful. And it's not just in that situation. It's in other relationships, right?
And wouldn't every other parent on that team and the other team feel the same way you do and say, this is a natural way to feel?
Yeah.
But now you know that there's two sides of that coin. Yeah. That certainly that those who are living in the old approach to life of control are trying to control an outcome through wishing the conditions were different.
Yeah.
And so they're acting as the victim of faith. And you are the creator of your reality. And do you really want to create anything that is in opposition or opposed to exactly what's happening?
No.
Have you faith in the universe, or do you perceive that you need to make things happen? And do you have any control over any of this anyway?
No. And that's the crazy thing is I'm watching it on television.
But yet you're looking at it. You're looking at it from two perspectives, from the limited perspective and from the higher perspective at the same time. And so we say this is a radically effective way to navigate your reality, because most people just live in victimhood and they don't even consider that there might be other possibilities going on here. They just think that what they want is what they want, and that should happen. If it doesn't happen, then they're not creating what they want. You can look at it and say, I'm attached to this outcome, yet I know that what actually happens always happens for me and for everyone else involved. And since I'm feeling the negative emotion, I can, if I feel like it, look at a limiting belief and say, what is driving this desire? What limiting belief is causing me to feel angst when they lose? And also, what beneficial belief is causing me to feel satisfaction when they win? You see? Yeah. So when they win, you feel good. You're in alignment. Your inner self is viewing reality as you are. When they win, that's part of their exploration. When they lose, that's part of their exploration. It's all good. You wouldn't want to change a thing.
No.
Because if you change a thing, you would change the trajectory. The trajectory that is going to lead her to everything she intended to live if she goes with the flow of that. If she does not resist it too much, she'll be led step by step by step through inspiration. And don't you think the competitiveness of this is going to birth wonderful desires when she loses? And the competitiveness of this is going to create wonderful, beneficial beliefs when she wins.
Yeah.
And the camaraderie of the teammates and her interaction and how she feels and how she sees other people acting and how they influence her to behave. And then she has a mother that can show her another perspective that will actually allow her to be a little more effective, not in the winning or losing of games, but in the feeling of life. And since this is a feeling reality, the only thing that ever matters is how you feel. Isn't it cool that you might be able to show her a perspective that allows her to feel better, allows her to maintain alignment, allows her to receive inspiration, that inspiration may have nothing to do with anything competitive.
Yeah.
But now that she's got to this point, she might be ready for the next thing. Not the competition is absolutely not wrong or bad in any way.
No.
Because it helps birth desires and helps define trajectories and helps define preferences. And in the going through manifestation events, the manifestation event of losing a game, she expands.
Yeah.
And after a certain amount of wins or losses, she's expanded, just as you've expanded through this boot camp. And she, at the end of a season, will be able to look back on that season and how she interacted and how she behaved and how she did. And she will say, I could do better. I might practice more. I might choose a new team. I might choose a new sport. I might give it up altogether. I might go on to do something else. I might go on to pursue this even harder.
Yeah.
Can you see trying to gain her worthiness from being good at the sport?
Probably. Well, but, I'm sure she is.
Does she receive accolades and appreciation and love from you when she wins?
You know what? Not necessarily when she wins, but when she's playing well, like
in your judgment,
in my judgment, of course, exactly. It's like I have this history of watching her when she's in alignment playing versus when she's out of alignment playing.
And do you ever offer any advice when she's not playing well?
Yeah, I don't know about advice, but you know what? I just like, well, I guess if you just love, I just love her. I try and love her more. You know, to make up
do
for it.
Do you ever offer any suggestions on how to do it differently in the future?
Not soccer specifically, but in her mind, I do. Like, we have conversations about, you know, her mindset, for sure.
Excellent. So when you're showing her a different perspective, then you are in alignment with who you truly are. Yeah. When you are acting on urges to change the conditions and offering unsolicited advice, as yeah. many parents would do, you are simply trying to control conditions, and she's the condition you can control in order for her to win the game, in order for her to be in a good mood, in order for you to be in a good mood.
Yeah.
And it's, so it, can you feel now how it's not about how she does or how she plays or the end result, it's about how her mood affects your mood.
Yeah.
And so you want to control how you feel through controlling how she feels, through controlling how she plays, through controlling the outcome of the game.
Well, I think too, I have a history of competitive sports, but it was individual competition. So it was all up to me. And I think I'm quite sure that a lot of what I'm experiencing with her is my past that has not been.
And are there any mistakes? Did she choose the perfect mother?
Yes, of course she did. Of course and she did. I chose the perfect daughter.
For this trajectory of yeah. exploration of her authentic self.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And so if you can understand that it's all about how you feel and it has nothing to do about anything else, yeah. then you can just say, I am in control of how I feel. I am in control of my perspective. I can choose the limited perspective as if this means anything, or I can choose the higher perspective not to change anything other than how you feel. And if you feel bad because she feels bad, then you dip into the stream of consciousness of lack and fear, and thoughts will come to you that will urge you to change the conditions. And if you can maintain how you feel by processing your limiting beliefs and looking at it from a higher perspective, you will connect to source consciousness or reconnect or strengthen that connection, and you'll receive inspiration that will be of benefit to you and to everyone else involved.
Yeah.
So that's a simple choice that you have, and one choice is more pleasurable, more fun, more enjoyable, and more than the other. And that's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I get that.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay.
Joshua, I have a question about dogs. Like, I swear my dog is like human. And when I look into her eyes, I mean, I like see a soul. And as they say, dog spelt backwards is G-O-D. And I've always been curious, do we come back sometimes instead of human form? Do we come and reincarnate into a dog?
We will say this. The experience will always be expansive and will always be new. It will always be an add-on or an extension of all past experiences. You come for the expansion, and so for you to go back as a butterfly, there's not enough expansive experience in that. If you go back as a wild animal, there's not enough expansive experience in that. If you go back as a tree, there's not enough expansive experience in that. You've done all those experiences already. So here you've come to this level, to the pinnacle of expansive experiences, And so let's just say that you intend to come in to live in North America, to be a woman, to be married, to have a profession, to explore a certain amount of abundance, to discover who you truly are. And you decide to come in with certain other entities in certain other roles. And so in this case, your dog, who is source, who is one with you, who is eternally connected to you, just as you are to source and to all that is and to those in your life, think of the role or the interaction that he has with you. And so is that interaction something new? Well, of course it is, because it's a new time, it's a new dimension, it's a new idea of who you are, it's a new relationship, it's a new dynamic and all that. But is that, from a human perspective, going to a more limited perspective, or is it from another evolution of something else? You see, in the non-physical, the entity that would have been a dog or would have been a cat or would have been an owl, you do not see a hierarchy in that. You see it as an equal and valid exploration. And you do not perceive yourself as more advanced, even though you are a master explorer of physical reality. But you may have had different experiences and may have chosen a more advanced experience this time around, whereas another entity that you're eternally linked to is still interested in exploring these other more less aware, we don't want to say the word limited, because it's not limited in that, it's just the awareness level is not to where the human awareness level is. So the dog is aware of certain things and has a certain perception of reality based on the design of that animal and the purpose and the function of that animal, and the intentions set for the dog to come in. Compared to a wild dog, a domesticated dog is at a different level than a wild dog. It's not better or worse level, it's just a more aware level, you see, or a little bit higher level of awareness and perspective. You come in at the highest level of perspective, and then you come to find these teachings that take you on an even higher level. And so you might compare yourself to your friends who aren't interested in these teachings and who aren't interested in living the new approach to life and are still living in mostly in fear and are still efforting and struggling their way through life to control conditions. That is a great leap, but yet you are not superior to them in any way. You are absolutely equal to them. They are still interested in exploring what there is to explore in that form of control. Your dog is interested in exploring a less advanced or less complicated or less immersive and intense experience of physical reality. And so you come here and you're experiencing all these things going on in your life. You're experiencing income streams, maintaining a house, maintaining a profession, maintaining complex relationships, discovering who you truly are as an aspect of source in the way that you understand it. And your neighbor is experiencing a lot of those things as well without the aspect of the non-physical added in there. And so you can see that there's just a different level of exploration there. You have sifted and sorted enough through enough lives and come to this great desire to live a normal American life and yet to have these interests that other people wouldn't be interested in. And so everything is just all right for who's ever doing it. Imagine going to Disney World and you just want to go on the Matterhorn, the scariest ride that there is, and other people are content to go on It's a Small World. To you, from your perspective now of going to enough amusement parks, you've done the Small World enough times that it no longer has any excitement or interest for you. And you're ready to tackle something even more exhilarating. And so this is what you choose. But maybe you go in with a whole group into Disney World and you're interacting and you're having lunch together, and some rides you're doing together and some rides you're doing by yourself. And at the end, you all return home and you are all equal again. And so one would not say that the person who was brave enough to go on the Matterhorn is better than the one who was interested in It's a Small World. It would all be the same. And maybe next time, the one who was on the Small World will say, I'm going to try to go on the Matterhorn this time, or the teacups, or something else, you see. This is just a playground, and you interact, and you have little agreements or loose agreements to interact with each other as you come here. But you all are all eternally linked, and when you return to the non-physical, you will not see a difference between you and them. So, if you owned a bird, it would be the same thing.
So does the spirit of the dog, does it always reincarnate as a dog, or can it ever expand to go into human?
There is the law of expansion, and so with every life always expands. Not from your perspective that an amoeba is less than a dog, but from the higher perspective that the experience and the expansiveness of a dog is greater than an amoeba or an ant, and that the experience of a human is greater than the experience or more complex or more intricate than the experience of a dog. And as you come back the next time, you will have a different but also more expansive experience, and so will your dog. And the dog may come back as another dog for infinite lifetimes and then go on to something else and 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 maybe become human and maybe become human. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows if it is, it's not linear how you see it, you see. It's not lesser than. There is no better than or worse than. There is no hierarchy of any of this. It's just the law of expansion causes you to reach for more and to reach for new. And so you'll never do the same thing over, but can you see that since every life is unique, you could never do the same life over anyway? Do you see that? But you will reach for something a little more. And so in this life, the something a little more was to understand the non-physical, the powers of the universe, the laws of the universe from a physical perspective for possibly the first time.
And do we take that experience, kind of getting off the dog thing, but so as in this lifetime, as we are expanding and our knowledge of the laws of the universe, when we come back again, we come back at a higher level experience. It's not like we have to start all over with this again.
As a more, you gain from the expansion of all lives. And then when you are ready to do a new life, you will come in from your non-physical self in the fully expanded, most expansive version of you. You'll jump into a new life. And then from the very first moment of that life, you've expanded. And you expand in every moment of the entire life, and return to non-physical, and then you emerge as an expanded being. Now, your inner self is expanding with you the whole way through. So you're never really physical. You're always non-physical. And so the expansion that you receive through your perspective and your perception of reality in this lifetime is expanding your non-physical self at the same time, your inner self, which is also expanding all that is at the same time, and is expanding source, and is expanding the mass consciousness of the planet. And it is all expanding, and all life forms are expanding in unison, in the moment, at the same time, individually and collectively.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Michelle.
I've become aware that I've had this resistance to receiving money. But it all started with receiving a check that was a surprise from my MLM company. Yay. That enabled me to pay off an invoice. Yay. But it's just like I started to work through, wow, if I only got one more person on my MLM team, this could be every month that I would have this extra income. So I'm processing, but yet.
So you're looking at a result that creates abundance.
Right. Yeah. But also, yeah.
What creates abundance?
My beliefs.
Your beliefs, which inform your vibration, which informs your reality. So your beliefs expanded to the level that allowed you to attract whoever you did attract and how many you ever did attract. And not just in this business, but in any business, in any aspect of your life. The expansive idea here is that you're not tied to one source of income. Mm-hmm. That there are infinite sources of income.
But there was no effort.
Yet, why do you need any more than you have?
So I can pay off invoices.
Why do you need to pay off invoices?
To
feel good?
Yes.
And why do you need the outside conditions to make you feel anything?
Because I have an inherent unworthiness that makes me feel.
And so wouldn't it be more effective to alter the vibration of unworthiness rather than to manufacture bodies that you perceive will somehow relate to more income? Isn't it hard to scrape up enough bodies to manifest the abundance that is your birthright?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of effort and struggle. Wouldn't it be better and easier and more effective if you simply realized that you are absolutely worthy of anything you need when you need it? And you've absolutely received every single thing you've ever needed to explore whatever you're exploring. And you will always receive every single thing you need to explore whatever you're exploring. And you will always resist it in some form. And you will always have limiting beliefs to process. And you will always receive inspiration. And you will always face fear when moving along that inspiration. So we would like to add one thing here. Imagine the time that the person introduced this new business to you. You had to push past fear. You had to say, I can do this, that this is possible for me. You had to say, this came at a time when I am ready for it. You had to say that I have expanded to a certain level that allows this to come to me. You had to say that every time I talk to somebody, I had to get over this fear of not being worthy to talk to that person. You had to say all these things, and so you did all the things you needed to do to get to this level of abundance, because you had to deal with the limiting beliefs, you had to act on the inspiration, and you had to push past fear every step of the way. And you know what happens to people who get into that business? They are ready for the business to come to them. They are vibrationally ready, and so it appears. They have a need for it, and so it appears. They have an interest in manifesting money, and so it appears. Everything is lined up. They allow themselves to perceive that they're worthy until they start facing the fear of unworthiness. And so they say, I don't like talking to people. And why would a human being not love talking to other human beings? Because they fear how they will be perceived by others, because inherently they feel unworthy of this. And you see the people who are at the top of these organizations, they have no fear of what other people think. They have no attachment to any outcome. They actually have great feelings of love for everyone in their organization. They have great feelings of appreciation. They see themselves as guiding lights. They see themselves as helping and assisting and guiding and inspiring and motivating others. They aren't always just in it for the money. They love the satisfaction of interacting with people, of explaining a business, and of leading them to the promised land that this business provides. They see themselves as spiritual leaders and teachers. They see themselves naturally as who all of you are. The only difference is between them making millions of dollars and you eking out paltry income is how you see yourself and how you see your contribution.
Wow. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes.
Can you talk about life trauma?
Absolutely. Our favorite subject. Imagine that something happened. At the time that it happened, it was for you. From your perspective, you may have not thought it was such a big deal, or you may have thought it was a huge deal. You may have said, it spoke to my feelings of unworthiness. I am unworthy, therefore this happened. Or you may look back on it, not thinking you were unworthy at the time, and then saying to yourself, why did this happen to me? Why did this traumatic event happen to me? And so the trauma, just like everything else you perceive from a limited perspective, is seen as bad and wrong. And from that limited perspective, you will say, I wish that never happened to me. From the higher perspective of your non-physical inner self, or when you transition to non-physical, you will say, this was a life-defining moment that carried me forward and created a trajectory so that I could get to where I got to, so that I could expand in the way that I intended. And so some people who go through trauma, in the time of the trauma, it wasn't horrible. Yet when they look back at it and they were told that it was horrible, then they see it from a limited perspective. It activates these limiting beliefs within them. And it depends on how you define trauma. And it is completely up to you how you want to define it. Now, you can say that it shouldn't have happened to me, that the people who were involved were bad, that it was an absolute travesty that this happened, and I was affected negatively by it. That's one way to look at it. Or you can say that this was part of my purpose and plan in this life, that this came to me to launch me on a trajectory to get to a new level of awareness. You see, from the non-physical perspective, there is no pain, there is no fear, there is nothing wrong. There is just ideas and exciting ideas. And what could I try this time around that would lead me on a trajectory to discover these things? I want to set myself up being born at this time, being born to these parents, and adopting these certain beliefs, some of which are beneficial and some of which are limiting. And in the limiting beliefs, as I pushed my way through the negative idea of what they are and see them from a higher perspective, then I can discover who I truly am. Through the illusion of wrong, you create massive desires that will lead you forward so that you can understand who you truly are. It doesn't always work, but at least it gives you a chance. And it's not doesn't matter if it does work or doesn't work, because from the non-physical, you'll have the expansive perspective of that experience is which you desire. If you want to live a life and of joy and freedom and abundance and discovering who you truly are, well, it'll be up to you to redefine these events and all that you perceive as bad or wrong. This is an individual choice. There is no right or wrong choice. We just promise you that if you redefine anything you perceive as wrong or bad, if you redefine trauma as something more empowering, say a life-changing experience that helped me create a trajectory that led me to where I am now, with the ability to choose a new exploration and discover who I truly am, to create a life that feels very good to me, this is a more effective way to perceive anything as wrong or bad. This is the approach of the creator. This is the new approach to life. It is not for everyone. Humans will always be attached to their limitations. They will want to define themselves by what they perceived wrong happened. And there's a reason for this, because it gives them the excuse of why their life is like it is. If you become a creator of your reality, then you have to take responsibility for everything that happened. And you have to say that this was a defining, life-changing moment that was for my benefit. This is the only way you can step into this role as a true creator. Otherwise, you will always feel as a victim. Now, how did you go through what you might perceive as a trauma to end up here in this boot camp, in one of the first 100 people to do it, with all these new tools and all this new awareness and all this new clarity and this level of expansion that has not been gained by the vast majority of humans on Earth? How did you get here? Well, obviously the trajectory of whatever your life experience was before led you here. From this point, you can decide for yourself, can I move forward as a creator of my reality and drop my limitations and limiting beliefs? Or will I continue to define myself by what happened in the past? This is not just true of those of you who have gone through trauma. This is true of you, of all of you who have had any experience you've ever thought was wrong, no matter how mild it is in comparison to other people. If it happened that you're in your experience, we will promise you this one thing, that you were absolutely prepared for it, that you had all the tools you needed to deal with it, that you did survive it, and that you can move on to be the creator of a reality that feels very good to you. This is our promise to you. You may not choose this because it does involve redefining who you are. It does involve realizing your true power. It does involve changing your entire perspective on yourself, which has gained a lot of momentum. And we will say that it doesn't happen overnight, that it isn't necessary. You do not have to change now. You can think about things and mull them over and move towards feeling good, move towards alignment, move towards seeing yourself from a higher perspective every day. And in a little bit of time, your life will radically shift, because the moment you decide to see yourself as perfect, to see the past as perfect, and to see the future as perfect, the moment you decide to accept all that is as right and good, rather than wrong or bad, the moment you step out of duality and into source consciousness, love consciousness, neutrality, your life will radically change. You will see it, you will see it, you will see it. It'll start to come, start to come, start to come. If you can do the analysis of your feelings and beliefs and fears, if you can look at all things from a higher perspective, trying to determine where it was right, how could it have been right? How could it have a benefit in there? What was the benefit in there? There must be something that was of benefit. Maybe it was this. If you can even think that one thought, maybe this was the benefit. If you can get to that level, we promise you that your life experience will radically improve. Would you like to talk more about that? Was that good?
That was good. Thank you so much. I was on mute.
Excellent.
Hi, Joshua. It's Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Can you hear me? Because I'm in my car.
Yes.
I was reading a book last night, and the woman spoke about inviting your spirit guides in, and she said to be very careful not to invite lower energy guides. But if we're all limitless love and acceptance, is there such a thing? Is that, can that actually happen?
What's the difference between lower energy and higher energy? Is one better than the other?
The vibration?
Is a lower vibration worse than a higher vibration? Or is that judgment based in fear? Based in fear that a lower vibration could attach itself to you and then cause havoc. That would be the approach of the victim. The victim says, I am not responsible for my reality. My reality is haphazard and fate is involved and luck is involved, and I can make mistakes and things can go wrong. If you're the creator of your reality and you have the inspiration to invite in a spirit guide to speak through you, you need not fear anything. For if the spirit guide comes to you, it's for you. And if you perceive that that information or that connection is from a lower vibration, then you are simply feeling fear. You're perceiving that things can go wrong. You think that this is not for you. You think that you're not a match for this and that it isn't part of your journey of self-discovery. If a lower vibration entity came to you, and if it caused manifestation event after manifestation event after manifestation event, that would be for the highest good. That would be for you, just as every single thing that comes to you is for you. There can be no wrong. It is not possible. You can only perceive something is wrong from a limited perspective, and if you perceive it is wrong, then voila, you just got the benefit of that manifestation event or that resistant thought, because now you can tie it to a limiting belief and you can say, this limiting belief is not true, it's not false, it does not apply to you, it is not part of my vibration, I can prove that it's false, I'm going to diminish the intensity of this limiting belief and I'm going to reach for something more. Have faith that nothing wrong can happen, only perceived wrong. Only the illusion of wrong can happen. And if that comes to you, it comes from a limiting belief. You have the tools to process that limiting belief. You have the tools to choose a higher perspective. You have the tools to think differently about that resistant thought. You have the ability to see the good in everything. Does that make sense? Excellent. We have time for one more question. This has to be. This is the culmination of a boot camp. This is the expansive point that you've all come to. This next question must be so high vibrationally, so out there, so important that it changes literally the entire mass consciousness of the planet, the entire planet itself, the entire universe. We can't wait to see who has this question.
Okay.
I do.
We have time for two questions. Genevieve, start first.
All right. Well, I don't know if this is going to change the vibration of the planet, but I have been just stuck in this manifestation event for weeks.
What you've been doing is been allowed to see a resistant belief from many facets. It's not that you're stuck. It's that you're working through it. And you
yeah.
get to see it until you're ready for the next one.
Great. Yeah, it has been. And I see that there's a lot of different.
Can you tell us what it is?
Well, yeah, I have to choose this trip for my eighth grade at the end of the year. And it's become this total muddled mess. And it's made
now,
a lot of parents unhappy.
You have to choose it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That invites a lot of wobble in your vibration. Because what if you choose a place and it rains the whole time? What if you choose a place and nobody likes it? What if you choose a place and everyone gets mad at you? You have an attachment to an outcome. So there's a lot of wobble. So you could only receive manifestation events around that because the wobble is based in a limiting belief. And what's that limiting belief? What's the core limiting belief there?
That I want to make everyone happy so
no,
that they will.
That's the urge that comes from that limiting belief. What is the limiting belief itself?
That, well, I feel like I measure my value by how other people value me.
I am valued by other people's opinion of me.
Yeah.
That's a limiting belief. Other people's opinion of you, you can't even begin to imagine what they are because they can't see you for who you are. They have no idea who you are. You know this because your children see you different, your parents see you different, your mate sees you different, your friends see you different, your coworkers see you different, your boss sees you different, your subordinates see you different, your vendors see you different, the clerks of the store see you different. No one sees you exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Do you interact with the cashier at the grocery store the same way you interact with your husband?
No, of course not.
And so could the cashier at the grocery store know you?
No.
And so if you go there and you have all these groceries and you forget your wallet, would you possibly care what they think?
Yes.
Would you care what the person in line has been waiting and now is stuck behind someone? Would you care what they think?
Yeah, totally.
And why would you care?
I don't know. I shouldn't.
From a limited perspective, you're caught up in this belief that other people's opinion matters about mm-hmm. you. And so now everything you do, you have to maintain their approval.
Right.
Because if they don't approve of you, then you define yourself by their approval. So you'll have to define yourself as unlovable, you see. Because this is your entire basis of reality. This is most people's basis of reality. And it is not effective. Because you have to be who you are not to placate them all the time. And when you're that, you can't engage the laws of the universe to bring you the most elegant manifestation of your true desire. You see, there's a vibration around this activity. You're not the only one mixed into that. You see yourself as having this role to play and then control of it. But there are other forces at work in other people's vibrations, and it's going to come together at some point, yet you do not have to involve a whole lot of fear and wobble. You can take yourself out of it, and you can be inspired to pick a trip that will be of benefit to all people, because it could not be of benefit to them. You see, it's impossible. In the meantime, you're going through all this effort and struggle to pick one thing, rather than allowing the universe to give you inspiration and say, hey, how about Hawaii? Brilliant idea. Just came to you out of nowhere. I never thought of that. And then you can say, what's the next step? Research Hawaii. Okay, I researched Hawaii. It's a little bit more expensive. The trip's a little longer, but what do I do now? Bring it up to everyone else. See what they say. Oh, okay. Ooh, there's a little fear there. What if they don't like this idea? What will they think of me? Well, that fear is irrational because they're not going to kill you. You will not die. So you can push past that fear and say, I had this inspiration for Hawaii. And someone else will say, you know what? I went to Hawaii, but I went to this other place that's even better that you couldn't possibly know about. And that person brings it up to you, and you do the next step. Oh, research this place. Oh, my God. It's amazing. I found this amazing place to stay, this amazing beaches, this amazing tropical rainforest, this amazing blah, 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 blah. Fits everything perfectly that you could not have found by yourself because you were not receiving inspiration because you were not connected to source energy, because you were afraid, you were in fear, because you had a limiting belief, because you care about what other people think of you, because you define yourself by how you perceive other people perceive you. You don't even know how other people perceive you. You have no idea. So how are they perceiving you? You're beaming your perception of yourself back from their eyes. They're just a mirror to how you see yourself. That's all you're doing. So give all that up. Are you ready to give all that up?
I really, really want to. Yeah, it's excellent. Very persistent.
Excellent. So don't care about the outcome. Realize the universe has it all figured out. Know that you will receive inspiration. Don't. If it turns out to be a complete mess, then it's a manifestation event for everyone else and for you as well. And this, in order for you to live the life that you desire, you will have to move through this simple manifestation event. And you'll have to move through others. And you will expand every time you do it. But guess what? You can see this all from a higher perspective. You can know what's happening here. Are you truly a limitless and magnificent being of pure positive love and acceptance? Or are you a victim of fate and other people's opinions? You're the creator of your reality. You create the reality that you perceive in their eyes, and you can change that. You can say, I am the perfect person to organize this event. I will am the one who is tuned into source consciousness. None of these other people are. They're all in fear and control. I can get inspiration. I can take the first step to act on that inspiration. I can push past my fears. I can do these things. This is my superpower. I can see myself as aware of what's going on. I have more clarity now. I am invincible because I cannot make a mistake. Nothing wrong can happen. I can just do whatever I'm inspired to do. And I can allow the chips to fall where they may, knowing for sure that it's for everyone's benefit, whether they see it or not. And if this leads me out of this position of choosing these trips from now on, then that's for me. And I accept that.
Thank you.
Excellent. Lisa.
Yeah, my question was from the last call was talking about dipping into different dimensions. And when we dream, do we go into different dimensions?
Let's say that an easy way to explain it is that when you wake up in the morning, you generally you are refreshed, we will say, that you start with a clean slate, that your vibration from that moment you wake up is clear and there is no resistance in it from that moment. Now, let's just say there are a million moments in a second. So the moment after that first moment, you might have a thought. And that thought may come to you based on that vibration. And you may judge that thought as wrong. And you may dwell on a thought. And you may think about something that happened yesterday. And now you're in this momentum of resistance. Not even getting to the first second of your awake time. And so you offer resistance on and off all day long. And at the end of the day, you've built up a vibration of resistance. And so it's time for you to reset to a baseline vibration without all the resistance in it. And so when you sleep, your inner self is still fully aware and fully active. And we will say, just for the terms of making this make some sense to you, that your inner self is acting out scenarios and playing with ideas that involve you, your past, possibly some future sometimes, but mostly what's going on with your vibration now. And just for the fun and pleasure of it, not to make you do anything differently, not to change conditions, not to guide you to anything that's not in your vibration, because your vibration is the creator of your reality. Your inner self is aware of everything you want and is guiding you towards that, but not in the control way that you might think, simply in the supportive way. When you're on your path to manifest your desires, whatever those desires are, you could have the desire to blow up a building, burn down your house, and your inner self would help you in that desire. Your desires, you think, could be good, could be bad. Some people have bad desires. But from your perspective, all your desires are what you really want to do. And your inner self is helping you along the way in every desire to manifest whatever you want. And so this is why we talk about in the boot camp that you have true desires that are aligned with who you authentically are. Love, acceptance, freedom, abundance, joy, expansion, discovery of your soul's purpose, expressing love. These are your true desires. Most of your other desires are based in some sort of lack or some sort of manifestation event that happened that you say, I want to control my conditions and this. And so you have all of this resistance going on. You have a period where you are not resisting while sleeping. Your inner self is playing with scenarios, and you are somewhat aware of it, except that when it's downloaded to you, just as you can receive downloads during your waking time, all the time, from your inner self, in these little moments between sleep and wake, you are receptive to downloads, yet you try and organize the non-physical experience into physical terms, and this is why dreams seem so strange sometimes.
Now, when they're scary, because is that your scary, your process?
Scary is a judgment. A nightmare is a judgment based in fear.
Okay.
Now, How do you feel when you've had a nightmare and you wake up and you realize it's not true? You feel good. How do you feel when you have a wonderful dream and you wake up and realize it's not true? You feel disappointed. So it's just that judgment of it, right? Based on your set of beliefs, based on your beliefs about what the dream experience is anyway. And so we'll say, the dream experience is not important. You're receiving downloads all the time. This is just another download. But when you receive a thought, that's a download too. Now, when you receive a thought, the thought is organized so that you can perceive it in a physical reality. When you receive, when you turn on the lights and the lights reflect what's in the room, they go through your eyes and your mind interprets it in a physical form.
Yeah.
Same with taste, touch, sound, and smell. When it comes from a thought, the thought is aligned with the source consciousness or with the lack-based consciousness. And these are interpreted through your mind based on your belief systems, just as vision is, you see. Mm-hmm. If the light bounced off something that you did not know what it is, you wouldn't recognize it because your mind can't organize it in that respect. And this is why you have those photos or those pictures on the internet, and some people see a green dress and some people see a blue dress. It's the mind organizing the light waves coming in through the eyes. Some people receive thoughts. Based on the belief system, the mind is organizing the thoughts. And so the mind says, this thought is crazy, or this thought is good. It could be the idea to burn down the house or the neighbor's house or do something like the act on an urge to change the conditions. And the mind may say that's a good or bad idea based on beliefs. The structure of the beliefs cause the mind to interpret thoughts, words, actions, events based on that structure of beliefs. And yet you have absolute control over that structure of beliefs if you want to do the work. If you want to just ignore your set of beliefs and just go about and perceive that what you perceive is the exact same as what everyone else is perceiving, and your beliefs are true, and they need not be redefined whatsoever, and that right is right and wrong is wrong, and there is no debate about that, then you will live a rigid experience of life. If you're open to see things from higher perspectives, if you're open to examine your beliefs, if you're open to understand who you truly are, if you're open to information such as this coming from a non-physical point of view, then you can redefine how you interpret every single thought, every single feeling, every single event, every single word said by another person, and every emotion that you have. And you can know, am I judging this as bad, and that's based on a limiting belief, or can I see it from a higher perspective and see it as good? If you can do that, then you literally own your world. You take control over your reality. You become the true creator that you are, and then you embark on this journey of your true self, of the authentic self, of who you truly are. And it's not better or worse than any other exploration. It'll just feel really good because it aligns with all the feelings you intend to feel, such as love, joy, freedom, passion, exhilaration, fun. And that life is the life that you truly desire and is the life that's calling you. And you are ready for that life now. And you have learned everything you need to learn to begin embarking on that exploration of your true self in order to receive joy, satisfaction, and pleasure. If you can do that, you've got it made.
Thank you. Fantastic.
This has been an elevated conversation amongst the greatest explorers of physical reality that we have yet to encounter. We love your willingness to play with us. We enjoy being here anytime you call on us. We are always with you, whether that's in your physical presence, such as this time, or from the non-physical. You can always feel for us. You will interpret our words differently than Gary does. You will get a new idea or a new perspective based on what you're interested in, what your beliefs are, who you're being, how you're reacting to yourself and to the world around you. It's always there for you. It's always available. You can access it at any time. You just have to alter your beliefs just a smidgen and you'll be there. And with that, we are complete.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.